Yeah, that Yudalad Amud Aleph. Before we start the next sugya, I'd like to mention the Chassam Sefer. The Gemara said that what is the reason why one is not permitted to be Megaleach B'Moyed? So the Gemara said, Shalei Yikonis B'Moyed Kshehu Menuvel. That to make sure that when he enters the chag, he should not be manubal, he should be shaven already. He should look yontivdik. Chassam Sefer brings down the Meforshim HaMo'ira, and that the Mekor of this halacha we learn out from Anshei Mishmor v'Anshei Maimid. Also the same thing, that they should not enter the Mishmor when they're in the volume, that's why the also l'sapir l'chapis. Half al pikein, it says that Thursday they're permitted mitnei kvoida Shabbos. That means if there's a new sida mechayevus, now it's Shabbos. So for Shabbos they're mechuyev, they're permitted to be mistapir. So he brings down the achreinim eska kasha. So it's very good chalamoid. One is not permitted to be mistapa. That was the knas. But before Yom Tov Achrein, they should be permitted to shave. Als kovid Yom Tov. Just like kovid Shabbos, one is permitted to be mistapa. He says a very interesting teretz. Iser shenesa mitnei kvod Yom Tov. That means the iser taspeiris b'chalamoit. Why was this Nesa als Kovid Yom Tov? Loi huta mitnei nivul. So now we will not be matter this Issa because he's a minuvul by the Yom Tov Achrim. Shezel kvoidoi shel Yom Tov. She yikonis be Yom Tov Achrin menuvel. Hakel, that is the covenant of Yom Tov. That is being a menuvel Yom Tov Achrin. So he shows from that he was mekayim takonis chazal. That is the covenant of Yom Tov Achrin. Ma she einkein anshe mishmo she iso gilucha mibnei kovid migdosh osi nivel de Shabbos vidochilu. These are two different inyonim. Of the Kovid Mikdosh, so we said he should, that he's also betaglachas, if he was not Megaleich himself till now. But now there's a new Cheshbon, now it's coming Kovid Shabbos. So Memela, the Kovid Shabbos, is Matel Taspeiros. Let us go further. Boy Rab Zeire, of the Loyavei de Erev Haregu, what is the din if a person lost an Aveda Erev Haregel? And he was busy looking for the Aveda, and he did not have time to be Megaleach. So what is the din? Kiven the honest mutter. Do I say, since he was an honest, he did not have time, so he's mutter to be Megaleach and Chalamayt? I do make even the loy mucha chamilse loy. It is not Muchacha Milsa. What does Rashi say? So Rashi says, nothing. No, of the Loy Aveda, Shloi Hoya Loy Pnai Legaleach Kaidem Aregel, he didn't have a chance to be Megaleach, Loy Muchacha Milsa, the Loy Yodi Kuli Alme, the Onusoy, everyone doesn't know that he was an Onus. Looking at him, they'll say, they'll say that they see him being Magaleach, being Mestapa B'Moyed, so they'll say that he was Masha Ad HaMoyed. That was the Shaila. Omar Abaye, Yoimru, Kol HaSrike Masurim, Srike Baitus Mutorim. Let us see Rashi. Yemru kol asrike masurim. Kloima. The baitis hayoyochol lisvek chaloysov b'li shehus. Baitis was a baker by profession. And the Gemara Masechtas Pesachim is speaking about if one is permitted to design the matzahs. Now, what's the problem about designing matzahs? Theoretically, there's no problem. No, the problem is that by many people, it takes a lot of time to design the matzahs. And since it's time-consuming, so it might become chometz in the meantime. Baitus was a baker who had a form that used to go and press down this form on the dough, and it became designed quickly. And there was no problem of shehiyas, it wasn't time-consuming. So Baitis asked the Chachomim if he's permitted to design his matzahs, since there's no shash chimutz, since he has a form. So they told him, so how could this make sense? So people will say, kol asrikim asurim, people will not know the lomdis. This is the design matzah, this is a design matzah, and they'll say, no, this one is also. Baitis is matzah, is mutzah. It doesn't have a pshat, it doesn't have a ponit. Kloima, the baitis are yoyochal lisrik chaloiso, belisha hus, lafisha oyolait fus, he had a form. Va'afal pikein also, so even though theoretically there's no reason halachically that we should ask his matzahs, also, mishum da omri kol asrike. Hachinami, kivin de loy migal ye le kula alme, oinze, here also the same thing. Just like over there, people don't understand the reason why baitis and matzahs are different, so they'll just come with such a conclusion, all matzahs are awesome, baitis is amuta, without a reason. Achinami, kivin loy megalye, lekula alma onse, since not everyone knows his ain is, yoimru, they'll say, kule alma asurim legalech, that's it, everyone's not allowed to, vizamuta. Without a reason, we can't have such a thing. So, Mamela, that's why it is us. Because it's Leimucha Chamilse. Ritaimeich, so the Gemara says, if that's the case, that even though halachically this is permissible, but since people are not aware of the reason of the heter, we have to ask. Is how the Amar Rabbi Yasi, Amar Rabbi Yechanan, kol mi she'en lo yalacholak echod muta lachapsei b'chayle shomayim. If a person only has one shirt, so he's permitted to wash it in chalamayim. Hosam nami yoimru kol asrikim asurim frikei baitis mutom. So the same thing. So people say, everyone is not permitted to wash his shirt. He's allowed to wash his shirt. I mean, they also say the same thing. People do not know if he has a wardrobe of shirts. If he doesn't have a wardrobe of shirts. So the Gemara says, now there's a big difference. So Yitmer Alo, Amama Baravashi, Ezuroi Meichiach Olof. There, from his galtel, you can see that from his belt, you could see that he only has one shirt. Let us see Rashi. Mi she'ein lo elecholak echot, nami lav muchach milsa lekulei alma. It is not muchach milsa to everyone that he only has one shirt. So the Gemara says, Eizurei mechiyach olam. The mi she'ein lo elecholak echot, poishtoi. So when he wants to wash it, he takes it off. O misatei v'mekatrinoi. And he covers himself with his jacket. He doesn't have a shirt. He has a jacket. V'choygroi ve'ezuroi. And now we'll put the ezor around the jacket. V'oymed u'mechabes acholuk. And he washes the acholuk. U'meidia l'koyo. So a person who sees him, he gets the message, she'ein lo elo acholuk echo. But he only has one acholuk. So lechayre pshat is as follows: what pshat ezurei mechiyach olok? So normally he puts the ezer around the cholok. That's it seems that's the proper place where to wear the ezer. Now he doesn't have a cholok, so he put on a jacket without a shirt. Now one of the two, he doesn't want the jacket to open up. Usually there's no problem if the jacket opens up because he's wearing a shirt. But now he doesn't want the jacket to open up because he doesn't have a shirt. Or from the Meiri it would seem he's cold. He doesn't have a shirtless. So that's why he wants the jacket to be tight on him. So that's why he'll make sure the jacket won't open up. So that's why he'll put the azer around the jacket. So when one watches him, wash his chaluk, one sees from where the azer is situated, but he doesn't have a chaluk, that this is his only chaluk. She'en le'ela chaluk echad. This is how Rashi says by us. Rashi in Chulin, in the Tesis HaRosh, by us, say another pshat. That the cholot used to have loops on it, and they used to put the azer, the belt, used to be put into the cholot. Now, when a person normally washed the cholot, so he took out the belt, And he put the belt into the new chaluk he was wearing. Now, if a person doesn't have another chaluk to wear, so he left the belt in the chaluk. So when he washed the chaluk, he washed the chaluk together with the belt. So ezurei meichiach olav, that means in the dover hamiskabis, in the thing that is being washed, you can tell he doesn't have a cholok, because he did not take out the belt. He's washing the belt together with the cholok. So you see, he's not wearing another cholok. The Beis Yosef wants to say that there's an afkemina lahaloche between these two pshotim. The two brings down the Achsam Hashitus Rabbeinu Peretz. Rabbeinu Peretz says, Bizman Hazeh, even Einlo Yala Cholok Echot, is not permitted to wash it. Because we don't have such type of chalukim like they had. So the Beis Yosef explains, now what does that mean? That means, they had the as we mentioned before, he learned like Rashi and Chulin, that the there were loops on the cholik for the azer, and if he was wearing a different azer, he'd take off the azer and put it on his own cholik. And if he doesn't have a different cholik, so he leaves the azer on the cholik that's being washed. So the mela, when you looked at the cholik on his kabbis, you could see that this is his only cholik. So the Rabbeinu Peretz says, but bismaneinu, we don't have such a choluk. We don't have such a choluk, so we don't have the heta. So he learned to forget the heta. You need the heta. The dover, from looking at the dover hamiskabes, you have to be able to, the dover hamiskabes, you have to be able to tell that this is the only choluk he possesses. Forget the Beis Yosef Klauser Shaila. According to Rashi Bayos, Rashi says, you look at him. So the Beis Yosef Klauser Shaila, what if he'll send his wife to wash his choluk? So first he wants to say, maybe it's taka osa. He wants to be medayik from the loshen of Rabbi Yochanan, kol mi she'ein loy elo choluk echod muto lechapsoi. That's fakir. He's only muto to be machabes. The wife can't be machabes because fakir. According to Rashi by us, the only way you can tell by that this is his only choluk is by looking at the machabes. From the machabes you see that this is his only choluk because he's not wearing a shirt. Then he wants to say that it could be that it's fakel, since he's allowed to wash it already, and when he'll wash it, it'll be muchas already. It's a light plug. Anyone is permitted to wash it. He said that's according to our Rashi. But according to Rashi and Chulin, the simon wasn't the Dovah Haniskabis. So Koponim, so the Gemara says, so there's no, so this is different than Kol Asrikim Asurim Srikim Bayis Kismaturim. Here, when we are Mechabis, this Choluk, we can tell that Kesiba Saheta. Masha Enkein, a person who Ovid Lo Yaveide, it's not Muchach HaMilsa. Ram Ashi Masni Boy Rabzaire Umin Sha'ovdoloy Aveide Erevaregl. What is the din If an umen, a barber, was an avei de erev aregel, mal, given the umen who muchach hamilse, since he's an umen, it's muchach hamilse, I do me given the lay muchach hamilse, ki hanach loy, take. Let us see Rashi. Umen ke goin sapo, shakel boin etz loy erev aregel, everyone comes to erev aregel. So now everyone sees that of the Le'aveide. How's Le'im of the Le'aveide? There was a big line in front of his store, and now they see a sign. Sorry, we're not open for business today. He lost an Aveide. He has to go and look for the Aveide. I mean, so now everyone knows this is already Mefusan. A Yochid lost an Aveide, so he knows. But here, everyone knows. It means all his customers Al Kaponim know. But honestly, when he yochel esaper atzma, he can't be misaper himself. So it could be it's ki hanoch. So the Gemara says, "Mamuchem milso." I do makim lamuchem milso ki hanoch lo yitek. The masnisen the ktoni megalchin. The maid de la keil, everyone knows. Here it seems, not everyone knows. The customers know. Bechayr, that's poshib shat in the Gemara. There's a very interesting sharetzin. It's medayik from a loshen aritve. And but he says a different shot in the Gemara, and he asks a boy the kasha on our Gemara. He asks that our Gemara, it seems it has to be muchach hamilse. It seems abomim dinas hayom hayitzei mibeis asurim hametzayre. This is muchach hamilse. This everyone knows. This over the aveide. Zich, everyone doesn't know. An umen, maybe the customers know, and everyone knows. It's the Gemara seems to be shaykel how mefusim it is. So he asks, we had a case in the Mishnah, mi shenishol lechocham buhuta. A person made an edda, and they were matelit in chalamoid. So he says, everyone knew about the nether. He made the nether barabim. He went to Chocham, a Yochid, it was matter. That's so mefusim. He says, why? He that's his kasha. So he says, Amir de Kipshat, that he's medayik from the Loshen Ritve, Dachsame the Loshen Amiri is also like this. The Ritve says, Bahani onsum gluyim lakel sheefshel lahem legaleich. The Ritva says Amir de Kipshat na Gemara. A Gemara means something else. A Gemara means not that pshat is that if 100 people have to know about his matzah, 150 people, that's not the shakla v'tayi in the Gemara. The Gemara has another nekuda over here. The Gemara means as follows. Let's say a person made an edda. So whoever knows about it, don't mean that the world doesn't know, but whoever knows about it, they know that he was an onus. That means he was unable to shave himself before the moyed. So is onsom is nikar lakel. Ma she'ein kein bishar onsin she'ein hag Oynes goloi umuchlot. What's over here? Why didn't he take a haircut? Oh, he was busy. How was he busy? He was looking for an aveda. Oh, I was also busy, Rabbi Yonta. I was doing other things. I was busy making matzahs, and I was also busy. If the heter is busy, that is the heter. So there the oynes is not goloi. Now you have to start weighing. Oh, he was very, very busy, and you only were busy, so Memele, you could have squeezed it in. He couldn't have squeezed it in. The oinus is not goli. That's not the matzav is not goli. The oinus is not goli. That's how the, because here pshat is, he was busy and so didn't have time. And that is a very vague heter, which is a very misleading heter, which a lot of people will put themselves in the same category. Miri also says the same thing. Sheha'oynis nika lehedya. Let us see Tosfos. She'ein le'ya l'chol ha'kechot mutar l'chapsei b'moyit. Im teima ha'yich repsenu b'moyit. How is he going to wash it b'moyit? Im kein yishoy b'moyit b'loy cholok p'shas kibbutz. So kochuch, so how is he going to wash it? He'll have to take off the cholok. So he'll do that. Is k'moy kein ha'yayocha l'chabes k'oydem ha'moyit v'yi b'loy cholok p'shas kibbutz. Tosfos, it seems, had learned shat that she'ein le'ya l'cholok echod w'mata him to wash it b'moyit because he was unable to wash it kaidem amoyed. Why was he unable to wash it kaidem? Because he had to wear it. So Taisi says, so how is he washing it now? So he takes it off. So let him take him off before the moyed. The chitayim ekshekib say kaidem amoyed. Maybe you'll say taka. No, it's speaking about taka. He washed the kaidem amoyed. Umishimachi mutalachapsi. But my datzicha. That's it. He washed it kaidem amoyed. And if he wouldn't wash it, Koidem Amoyed, he wouldn't be matter to wash it now. I mean, he should have washed it, Koidem Amoyed. No, he washed it, Koidem Amoyed. No, but since he only has, but Pshat is, since he only has one cholok, so it gets soiled, so that's why he's permitted to rewash it again. Im kein tarti nami, so what if he is too? Im yislach lechu lama nesaloi v'aloi leiposhe, so I'm a monamshech. So we're talking about over here that he did wash it before the moed. If he didn't wash it, we wouldn't be matter side by side. So, now why are we matter? Because it got dirty and doesn't have an abundance of shirts to change. So mamela, what if one only has two shirts and they both got dirty? It also should be the same thing. Yeshleima, the dailoi b'shtei chalukim echad l'yontav rishin v'echad l'yontav achay. Now it seems, Tosfos seems to answer as follows. That Chazal wa Meshaya, normally one could make it with two shirts. One l'yontav rishin, one l'yontav achay. If grad by a person who was nislachlich, I mean, that doesn't go into the heter. They were going, a normal person could make it with two shirts. So therefore, they weren't matter if Lamaisa, his shirts got dirty. Masha Enkein, if he has one shirt, so then one shirt is zicha, not sufficient, even if it was washed before the mayid, should last him ad yontav achen. So they were matter. He's permitted to wash it once in Chalamoy, that he should have, so it's equivalent to two shirts. B'Yerushalmi Amru Bigdei Ktanim Mutar Lachapsam B'Moy. The Nikorim Shem Ktanim. Here we have the same inyan of Chalukei Mechiyach Olov. So here we have, especially if we learn like Rashi and Chulin, that the Tosfos did learn like Rashi and Chulin, because Tosfos asks, how is he washing it? He couldn't wash it before because he can't take off the cholok. How is he washing it now? So Lachera Tosfos learned Pshat. I mean, Chaluka Mechi Cholov is Lachera like Tosfos Arosh. Is a bezoi big dektanim muta lachapsim b'moyd in ikorim shem ktanim. You look at the beged, so you see that it's a beged ktanim. Umulachlochim. It's going to be shame le'el cholak echot. So just like one has one cholak. Umin sha'ovdoloi avei de'erev ha'regu. Perish pekuntres de'bo umin mi bo'ilei. So Rashi says, losh nam Rashi is kein saper sha'kel bo'im etzla v'regu. Ro'in shavdoloi avei de'bo'o v'ro'in shavdoloi avei de'bo'onu so'ben yochel le'saper atzmen. So Tosfos is medayik from Rashi, that the shayla is on the saper, on the umen. Avo b'nei ha'ir, what about the Bnei Yair? Af al pi she'ein lohem ela umenechot, loy mi boile, te pshite da asurim. There's icha also. The whole shaila is on the umen alone. So the Sfasemis asks Antaisis, he doesn't understand why, if the whole ear was unable to get a haircut or to get a shave, Erev Yontev, because the Uman was busy looking for his Aveda, so Zmucheret Zmuchecha Milsach, I mean, all of them are Menuvolim, and Zmuchecha Milsach, why they were Menuvol, so why shouldn't we clear a Shaila by that? We'll come back to this. Now Taisvah says, Yeshli Stapek im Cholo v'Nisrapek, if this is Muchacha Milsa. Now, the Mishnah Berurah explains this suffix, and he's going Lashita side, where we mentioned before that the Muchacha Milsa is to be on the Einis. So he says, why can't Achayli be Mistapa? So the Emerson, there's a Gemara in Brachis, after Zayinim at Beis, the Gemara says that Taglachas is kosher l'chayli, and it's marzah chol yeyolov. But not everyone knows this Gemara, that so Mamela, not everyone realizes that a chayli is unable to make Taglachas. So the Oynis is not so muchacha milse. So Mamela, that's the suffix in Taisus. Now I saw in Eretz Tzvi, he says a beautiful pshat in Taisus, by Taisus held that the Bnei Ha'ir azicha also to be magaleach b'barid. The whole suffix is only on the human. So he brings a Tshuvas HaRashba. The Tshuvas HaRashba was asked by a Chaylish Ben Ischape if he's allowed to be Megalech B'moyed. So the Rashba says that no, it's Osa. And he brings two Rayas that it's Osa. One Raya, the Rashba says, it says in the Mishnah, the Elo Megalchen B'moyed, and the Gemara is Medayik, V'shah Kol Odom, is also V'eilu Megalchen B'moyit. So he says, if you look in the Mishnah doesn't say Chaylish and Yisrape, V'eilu Megalchen B'moyit. Fine. Then he brings another Raya. The Gemara later clears a Shaila, if a cotton was Noilet B'moyit, and he was born with a lot of hair, and are you allowed to give him a haircut? So the Gemara says, Omar Shmuel, Kotna Noilet B'moyit, Mutala Galeach B'moyit, he's mitztayer from the hair, he was Noilet B'moyit, She'ein Locho Beis Asurim Godol Mizeh. This is, Ein Locho Yoitzim Beis Asurim Godol Mizeh. He was, before the Moyit, it was impossible to give him a haircut, he was B'mei Imoy, Ein Locho Yoitzim Beis Asurim Godol Mizeh. Like the Rashba, why do you have to go? That's alumdes. Ein locha yoytzi mi beis asurim godol mizeh. Push it. He wasn't honest. You have to go to beis asurim. Alumdes me meimo is like a beis asurim. He was born b'moyit. Vashteitzich. It was impossible for him to shave before, to get a haircut before. So meimo, it's mutter. It calls beis asurim. So the Rashba says. So we see from this Gemara Yisod. Eilu Megalchen B'moyit. That they were only matter, the same you saw, they were only matter, Bomim Dinas Hayom, and Beis HaShivya, V'yaitzim Beis HaSob. They were only matter these. They weren't matter anything else. They were only matter these. So Memele, so Shmuel said, oh, that Kotn HaNoilet B'moyit, that also falls into the category of V'yaitzim Beis HaSob. That's also Yetzimi Beis Asurim. So Yetzimi Beis Asurim, the Mishnah was Mata. But they weren't matter from the Rashi yesterday. They weren't matter of the onsen. That's the Rashi. So the Eretz Zvi asks, so Bezei does not say in the whole Gemara. A Gemara is a Shaila, Misha Oved Lo Yaveide, what's the din? And then the Gemara says, the Metalomda is called Asrikim Asurim, and then the Gemara says, Umin, Shoved Aveide, and then the Teiku. How did the Rashba learn Shadon Agamore? Agamore, we see Agamore looked at it differently. Agamore looked, it's an Oynes, this was an Oynes, it's an Oynes Goli, it's not an Oynes Goli, but Agamore is Lochere, the Hepach to the Rashba. Zeifrek Eretz Zvi. So Eretz Zvi wants to say that the Rashba learn Shadon Agamore, Misha Obed Lo Yaveide, is speaking about that summer that he lost in the city. He went out of the city to look for the Aveda. The Aveda got lost out of the city, and he left the city in order to look for the Aveda. And he was busy outside of the city the whole day looking for the Aveda. Now, he brings a Ritve. The Ritve says that when it says, Vabo Mimdines Hayom, the Ritve says, Kol Habo Michutz Leir Nichlal Bahabo Mimdines Hayom. And others want to be chaylik, the Magen Avraham is chaylik, but Al Kaponim, the Ritva says such a thing. So Memele, so he says like this, Al Kaponim, the Gemara in Bahavamine, the Gemara in Bahavamine held, Misha Ovad Lo Yaveide, Misha Ovad Lo Yaveide, or Anumen Shavad Lo Yaveide, so the whole shayla of the Gemara was, so he's like a bom in Dines Hayom. I mean, because he went out, that's the story, Taka. That he went out of his city to search for his Aveda. So Memela, the Gemara held, maybe he falls into the category of a bom im din Hashem. That was no shakvatai in the Gemara. And the Gemara says, so if he's not a numen, it's different than a bom im din Hashem. A bom im din Hashem, people know about it. It's not a fulsome. But, and the umen, oh, a numen is a shayla. He attacked the shtot, knows about it. So Memela, he wants to say, about the people who didn't have a haircut, it was Ichanusim. If the woman, if the barber went out of town looking for Zaveda, they Zichar were Anusim. But the people, this is a different type of Anoinus, which we don't have a case in the Mishnah. And that the Rashba said a Yesod, that without, if it's not one of the cases of our Mishnah, they never will matter. So Mamela, that is Pshat and Taisvis. The Umin, the Gemara and Kler Zashayla. Since it's Mefusim, so it has the same din like Abomim Dinas Hayom. Masha Ein Kain. The ear is the Zichar Anusim, the same Anusim like the Umin, the same Pilsim like the Umin. But they don't fall into one of the one of those which the Mishnah were matter. So Mamela, so therefore, there's no shayla tzicharosa. But he asks Akasha, if Tosfos holds like the Rashba, so Tosfos clears by Chayli, and L'chayra, the Rashba says, the Rashba himself said that, that Faket by Chayli, there's no suffix because it doesn't say in the Mishnah. So he wants to say it could be Tosfos held, the Chayli is also a Yoitzim Ibeiso Asurim, since he was also B'mitosoi, that it means he couldn't get out of bed, so it could be Tosfos, in that Nekuda is Chaylik on the Rashba. Tosfos held could be, it is Daimit to Yaitzim Ibeis Asurim. That's he wants to say Pshat in Tosfos. Zok to Gemara Vaita. Mimdines Hayom. So it says, Abo Mimdines Hayom. So, is permitted to be megaleich. Masnisen the loike Rabbi Yehuda, the sanye Rabbi Yehuda Oimer, abo mimdines hayom lo yegaleich mimnei sheyotzot sheloi bershus. He had no right lechatchila to go there. So memele, so therefore now he got stuck there because of going out. He was unable to come back in time to make the preparations for Yom Tov, so it will not matter. Nishayotze shaloi bershus. What does Rashi say? Mibnei shayotze shaloi bershus kloima oyu bulo yotze bershus acherim elo bertzoy natzmai. That means it wasn't a permissible inyan of going out. He wanted to go out. So lap on the, she's not an honest. he brought it on himself. Yeah. I forgot where I saw. I saw someone as Ma'ira, that it's a very interesting svara over here, but we see if he was Mesaviv the Oynis, if he was Mesaviv the Oynis, so Memele, so he doesn't have a heter of onus, that's not called an onus. So what's with a menude? He was zichem esav of doinis. He did something that they were menadim for it. So that was the sibbet that he couldn't take a haircut. So I forgot where I saw it. So someone wants to say, if I'm not mistaken, that the person, the menude, he did something, he did a avla. He didn't realize what he's getting into, that will be menadim for him. That means, so when he did the avla, what they were menadim for, he was not able to see so far that, what I'm doing now, I won't be able to be megaleich erev yontif. He didn't see the whole thing. If he would have realized it'd be menadim, he also wouldn't have done it. So, but here, a yoytze, the yoytze lemdina sayom, And so it seems he knew that he's putting himself in a matzev that he'll be in Medina Sayom, and there are delays in the plane schedule. I mean, he would have realized this. I'm a meila. So for Shaloi Bershus, they were not matter him to be Megaleich. So our Mishnah is not like Rabbi Yehuda. Omar, we'll see later in the Gemara. I'll get a little clear. Omar, Rove. And what does our Mishnah hold? Our Mishnah holds that Yotzer Shalei Bershus, even though it's Yotzer Shalei Bershus, you're also permitted to be Megaleich. He's also called Anonis. Omar Rav, Lo Shoyt Divrei HaKol Osa. So here we are Machloikis. So now Rav said the Machloikis is, what exactly is Shalei Bershus? If he went out Stamazoi sightseeing, Tiyu, so that wasn't an important reason to go out. So according to everyone, it's also. Still according to our Mishnah also. Limzain is, if he went out for Parnose, he didn't have enough Parnose, so he went out, he had a legitimate reason for going out, Divrei HaKol Mutar. Leinechleku Ella Laharvichem. If he went out, he has Parnose, but he wanted more, Mishayet Shreimona Reitze Mosayim. So Memele, so really it wasn't necessary, but there's other Shtautzua Gemona by the Zore, Zuzi Yuda Onsile, but he felt it was necessary. He needed the money. Is Mar Medamele Likiloshut, one Aistis, so Rabbi Yehuda holds, since it is truly not necessary, he has Mazainis, so it's like Loshut. So he didn't have a legitimate reason for going out. The Mama Damalei killed Mazainis. It's like Mazainis is going out. Not Samazainis, he's going out. Without backing out. So that's why he's going out. Let us see Rashi. Lo shut im yotzo shaloi le tzoyrech. Lo yotzo kte lo shut pa oilom bli roisoi. He went out to see the world. V'chozar b'moyit. And he came back b'moyit. So then everyone holds its mutter, lefi sheyotze b'oynes. He had to go out for panos. So that's what Rav said. Omar, Zekhtimora Meisvei, Omar Rabbi, Nirin Divrei Rabbi Yehuda, Kshiyotze Shalei Bershutz. So the Gemara Bahamin learned as follows. That Rabbi is Machia. Nirin Divrei Rabbi Yehuda, I hold like Rabbi Yehuda, Kshiyotze Shalei Bershutz. He's not allowed to be Megaleich. V'divrei Chachomim, Kshiyotze Bershutz. Now, like the Chacham Shiotza Bushus. Now, the Gemara wants to explain, my Shaloi Bushus. Ilayme Loshut, if he went, there was Loshut.
So it's not Nidrin Dibre Rabbi Yehuda. Yerovin said, Ba'amr Tibre Hakalos. Ve'lo le'mezoines. If you went out for mezoines, so the Ha'amr Tibre Hakal Mutter, so that can't be, it's Mutter. If Rabbi Yehuda is also Midas, it can't pass like Rabbi Yehuda by mezoines. Elopshita la'alvich. So that means, so the by Havoche, Rabbi holds, Rabbi Yehuda holds that Shaloi Doshus, and Rabbi Paschal's Rabbi Yehuda by Havoche. Hey, Maseifa, Niren Divrei Chachomim, Sheyotza Boshus, Mai Boshus, Ilai Mele Mezoine, Saamre Divrei Hakel Mutter. So it's not Niren Divrei Chachomim, Afilo Rabbi Yehuda holds his Mutter. Bela Lahavichem, that's called Bushus for Amrit Niren Divrei Rabbi Yehuda Boho. He said, you pass like Rabbi Yehuda. And for the Gemara, Ochikoma, Niren Divrei Rabbi Yehuda, the Rabbonon, Kishayot Shalai Bushus, my new Loshut. Shafilo Chachomim Lenechel Koolov, Elalah Vicha, Avaloshut, Maidalai. Niren divrei rabbon rabbi Yehuda kshiyotza b'shus amayniyu lemzoynes shefilu rabbi Yehuda leinach lekaleim elo la'avicha lemzoynes maidelo. So what does the Gemara say? That Rabbi said, fakert, Rabbi said the same thing what Rava said. That by a real shaloi b'shus is niren divrei rabbi Yehuda lachachomim. Chachomim are also maidel, that a real shaloi b'shus, that loshoid, that it is also legalayach, and a real bershus mezaynes is niren divrei chachamim leRabbi Yehuda that it is. But the machlokes is by Avoch. Zok Rashi niren li, so the having the most niren li divrei Rabbi Yehuda to also be guluach lebom dinis hayom shiotzu shalay bershus divrei chachamim amatirim shiotzu bershus. Kileim aloshet akama Rabbi Nivrei de Rabbi Yehuda v'yotza aloshet ainu shalai b'shus. That's a shalai b'shus ha'amrit. That what that everyone holds. Am I Nivrei de Rabbi Yehuda? Aloshneim moedim bo. Elav shit la'avochen. So kochen Nivrei de Rabbi Yehuda shalai b'shus means la'avochen. Vashmine de Nivrei de Rabbi Yehuda sha'isa b'giluach. And that's called shalai b'shus. So then the Gemara asks, what's the bershus of the Chachamim? Havoche. V'nir div Rabbi Yehuda b'ho, v'kashe de Rabbi ha-de-Rabbi. D'bereishe nira lo'i div Rabbi Yehuda da'osa b'havoche. V'seif nira lo'i div Chachamim, d'matir m'havoche. L'vadi k'lemishma m'hoche. V'la'avoche yukedeka amret. No, it's not the way you said, Rove. No, b'loshut b'mezaynes pligi. There's a machlokes by loshut b'mezaynes. Fakert. That the chachomim are matter everything a filo loshut and Rabbi Yehuda asks everything a filo by mezaynis. Ochi koma lav heti today ashmina v'loy royani koma, not what I hold is mutter. Rabbi saying alap look by you kamashmon by my pliga niridiv Rabbi Yehuda ha'oisel lechachomim. Yeah. So Taisvis, Masnisan the Loi Rabbi Yehuda. Pay me, look me, I feel look Rabbi Yehuda, the Lemazainis. Pay me, look me, I feel look Rabbi Yehuda, the Lemazainis of Rabbi Yehuda Moide. That means that what's the cash? Rabbi Yehuda and Bobin is the Yom, Loi Yigalech, Nishiyotze, Shalai Bashus. So he's Chaylik on the Mishnah. The Mishnah could be speaking about Mazainis. Rabbi Yehuda speaking about Reviche. Shema kivin diktoni Rabbi Yehuda oimer habo mashmishem bolach lekala mishne. Fakert, the loshen of Rabbi Yehuda vayisteis Yisrael lekan the mishne. He's going, the mishne of habo medine siyem is megalech, and he said habo medine shemein megalech. So fakert, he's coming to be chayil lekan the loshen of mishne. Elo la'avoche v'amret nirin liv Rabbi Yehuda boho. Mire de loiger sinen beoid de pligi rabbonon afilo loshet. That's the Rishash's girse. It seems there was a girse that, so machlal de pligi rabbonon afilo loshet, not the way you said. Pligi Rabbonon by Loshit, and that's Shanidra Niren Divra Yehuda by Loshit. When I hear this, so be it per kama the Shrit, the Shulan Niren Divra Yehuda, Shemotza Ba'ashpel, Gassina, but it's also the same thing, it's a similar type of machlokes over there, we're also not geiris void. Zogt die Gemara weiter. Oma Shmuel, Kotten ha-Neulad b'moyit, Mutter le-Galeach b'moyit. If a Kotten was Neulad b'moyit, is Mutter le-Galeach b'moyit. She'ein lo-cho beisa asurim godol mize. Let us see Rashi. Kotten ha-Neulad b'moyit, v'loi sareis g'doylem, Mutter le-Galeach b'moyit, saroishei ha-metzaroi, שאין לך בייס אסורים גודלו מזה ממי אימוי שהו ישום ואונסו. I had a shtikel ha'ore, this gemore, we had learned yesterday, three sheetus and taisvis, if saris choyshoi is mutter to be megaleach. The second sheet in taisvis, taisvis said that saris choyshoi is also als meloche. And I feel he was an honest, Taisvis says, he was an honest, he was unable to cut his hair before, above Medina Sayyam, he won't be able to be Megaleach Saris Roshay. And here we're talking about Saris Roshay. One Ha'ore. In another Ha'ore, Taisvis says, a Mahalach, that Taisus in the third Mahalach wants to say that the Gzeire, this wants to say Saris Roshe, you're allowed to cut the Filon Chalamoid, because there never was a Gzeire of Shleichnes Menuvu, because by Saris Roshe he's not a Menuvu. So there never was a Gzeire. So if you want, you can cut in Chalamoid. Everyone can cut in Chalamoid. And here, our Gemara Beistos, here we're speaking about Saris Roshe, and the Gemara says, he's permitted to cut in Chalamoid, because he's yaitz mi beis asurim, but like this, you're not allowed to cut in chalamay. So, l'cheiret bothered me, l'cheiret, this gemara, l'cheiret is a stira to these two mahalchim and toisvist. They say, one mahalch that you're never allowed to cut saras choyshe, afilo you're an onus. Toisvist says another mahalch that you're always allowed to cut saras choyshe, afilo you're not an onus. And our gemara says, like the first mahalch and toisvist, that saras choyshe, if you're an onus, you're allowed to. Not an onus, you're not allowed to. But Achsamei Pshat is, we had mentioned yesterday, where Ramosha Zachin Elrocha says Pshat and Taisvis, so Achsamei it's very good. Ramosha explained that Pshat and Taisvis is as follows, that Saris Roshoi, if a person is cutting Saris Roshoi, the Tzorech Yipui. Of course, he doesn't want to have hair on his head. Now, that is a debatable shaila, as he take being miyape himself. Could be takert, he'd look nicer with the saris choyshoi on his head. So it's a debatable thing if this is called a yipui. If it's a debatable thing, if it's not called a yipui, so a mele, so there's no heter, it's not a tzerech hamoy. Aye, for you it's a yipui. You would say yipui because you want to be megaleich yeroish. Taisus held that doesn't make it a tzorech hamoyed. You look what the derech ha'olam is. That was one mahalach. So it's a malach itake. So it's taka osa. Then one mahalach in Taisus held no. For him it's a yipui. So it's called a tzorech hamoyed. But leidach kisa, we can't say that the constant him was nichnas menuvel because. You can't see it was a manuvel because a lot of people have Saris Roshay. That was the third Malach and Taisvis. So Mel Taisvis held that you're always allowed to cut Saris Roshay. So it could be as follows. On the first Kashe, here it says, Saroshay HaMetzaroy. Here we're speaking about, we're not cutting the hair of the Neulod because he should look nicer. It's Metzaroy. Now, to be meineya from tzar, that's ichra tzorech hamoyed. The whole shailen taisvus was, the way Ramosh explained, if he's being megalech saroshe alts yipui. So then the shailen, who says this is a yipui? Who says this is a tzorech hamoyed? So they said one tzar could be it's also min ha-teire. But if he's being megalech, Lemonai mitzah, that's a chatzer chamoy. So there's no suffix whatsoever. That's legabe the second lashon in Taisus. Now we ask the third lashon in Taisus. The third lashon in Taisus holds that there never was a gzeira of she lo yichnas kshehu menuvel. Taisus said by Saras Roisha, because it's not he's not a menuvel. Not a menuvel. Rav Moshe, when he speaks about this shaila, if Saris Roishoi is a yipui, when it's on, when you take it off, so he brings a Rambam in Hilchos Bias Mikdash, and the Rambam says as follows. If a person is Megadol Pera, his hair is growing wild, he's not allowed to go into the Beis HaMikdash. Since the Rambam holds it misvoret, so psazei mokem kodesh to go megadol pera, one should not go into the mikdash in such a matzev. But then the Rambam says, but if he has long hair, it's mechalefes. I don't know exactly what it means, but it seems it's not, doesn't look wild. He is, so then he's allowed to go into the base of mikdash. It matters how the hair is, so it could be. That what Taisvis said, there's no gzeirish leikonis lemoit shumenuvel by sar roishay. That means that one person has longer hair, one person has shorter hair. But that's it's not called a menuvel. But here it could be if the hair is mitzayrim, it could be it's taka out of proportion. It's like gadol pera, the Rambam says. So this hair zicher is menavel him. So it could be here, gate on the takone. Could be here, the takone does apply. So Meir Sefer Gemara to say, but he was an honest, and lecho, yaitzi mi beis asurim, god lo mize. Frag the Gemara weit, b'moyed in. So when was Shmuel mata, if he was nailed b'moy, she's a yaitzi mi beis asurim. But if he was born before the Moyed, and there was an opportunity to be Megalechim before the Moyed, then what? Then Shmuel will hold his also, because he's not a Yaitzim Beis Asurim. He could have done before, so the Gzeire, or Shleikonis Lomayed, Shemenuvel applies by a cotton also, Mosib HaPinchas. We learned as in the Baraita as follows: Kol Eilu Shamru Muta Legaleich B'Moyed, Muta Legaleich B'Mei Evloi. All those who are Muta Legaleich B'Moyed have the same head to B'Mei Evloi. Ha Osa Legaleich B'Moyed. So let's be Midaik. Someone who is not permitted to Legaleich B'Moyed, Osa Legaleich B'Mei Evloi. The Amrit Cotton is Peplukta. If you'll tell me that by a cotton it matters. If he was born b'moyed, so he's mutal legaleich b'moyed. If he was born miikoret, so it's also legaleich b'moyed. So memele, so we have this klal, this generality, that whoever is also legaleich b'moyed is also legaleich b'evil, as I came to chay. So come out. So in other words, a cotton will be also a cotton that was raised, that was nailed before the Avelis, so be also Galer B'moy. For Sanya we learned, Mekarin the cotton midnei agmas nefesh, there's no dini Avelis by a cotton. The whole din kriya is midnei agmas nefesh. Let's see what Rashi says. The Amrit Bekotten is like, look the chilip, the neilet, koi de maregel, ene megalech beregel. The Islam lemeima, hoyo v'osel, so therefore we have this cloud, hoyo v'osel galech beregel, osel galech nami b'mei evloi, kenin ses ato ime, aveles, afilu bekotten, des aveles by kotten. We learned mekaren lekotten, as begotu b'nei agmas nefesh, she yivtu horoyim. Yirbu bekvoida meis veloy mivnei shuavul. Only there's no dinei kriyana cotton. There's no dinei avelus on a cotton. only reason we're שיבקו רואים ויירבו בכבוד המייס. הגבוך, we see something from this Rashi that that if people cry for a mace, this is a covet of the mace. This is a covet of the mace, that it seems that people get the picture, the impact of the tragedy that occurred, and this is a covet of the mace. I mean, that's pshatak in the Gemara in Brochus. The Gemara says, Omar Rav Sheshes, Igre, Despeide, Deluye, Rashi says, Lohorim, Keil, Beloshen, Nehi, Vagmas, Nefesh, Sheyivku, Hashemim. So what's the Indian that people should cry? This is Kovet HaMeis. This is Kovet HaMeis. Al Kaponim, we see from here, that there's no Dini Avelis by a cotton. And we have this in the guidelines say that whoever is osel galech b'moed is osel galech b'mei v'lusa. Omar Rav Ashi miktoni ho asurim. This diyik you made. That means the Baraisa said whoever is mutter to be megaleach, whoever is mutter to be megaleach b'moed is mutter legaleach b'evil. Now you made a deek. That the Baraisa doesn't say, that's what you said. And maybe that's not a true deek. Those who are osa, do me yesh mehem osa, but yesh mehem uta. In the di asurim, it matters. Not all asurim beregel, all the mutorim beregel, or zichem mutorim beevil. The asurim beregel is, it matters. Some are osa beevil, some are muta beevil. Let us see Rashi. Miktoni yo asurim, demashma asurim legaleich b'moyed asurim legaleich b'evil. Yesh mem asurim b'shar kol odom shasurim legaleich b'moyed, asurim legaleich b'me'evlo. Yesh mem b'torim, kegoy kodem zeh, shenot kodem b'regu. Shosu legaleich b'regu, muto legaleich b'me'evlo. Now, is another lashon. They said over the memra of Shmuel differently. Omar Shmuel, Kotten muta legalche b'moyed, loishna noilad b'moyed, loishna noilad meikol. This Shmuel was mata filo noilad meikol. Why was Shmuel mata noilad meikol? Because the whole Indian, the whole gzeire of loyikonis b'moyik shemenubul doesn't apply by a cotton. A cotton is a la bar chiyuve. He's not mechuyev to be megaleich koydem aregel. So memela. So since the chiyev legaleich koydem aregel, the mitzvah legaleich koydem aregel does not apply by him. He's a la bar chiyuve. So memela the knas also doesn't apply by him. That's the svara of this lashon of Shmuel. So every cotton is mutter. Omar Pinchas Avanana Mitanina. I have a riot packet to this. Galeilu Shamu Mutalagaleh Bemoid Mutalagaleh Bemeabloin. Asumagaleh Bemoid Asumagaleh Bemeab. I am red cotton osas. If you say a cotton is also osa, not like Shmuel. Say a cotton shenailat koidem a regulus osa, nimsis avelus negus be cotton. Misanya mekarin le cotton neagmus nefesh. Omar Avashi. Miktoni, so Ravashi was matre the rai. Miktoni, ho asurim, did it say that asurim galeach are osa b'ovel? Dume, yesh mem osa, v'yesh mem ut. Let us see, the Gilyan Ashas. Rabbi Kivege asks on the Gemara's kasha, Nimtzeis Avelis Neheges Bekot. Koshali. Adarabe. Kiven de Bekotten Loishaich Avelis. Einze Yoitzi Mina Klau. In fact, this Rabbi Kivege asked, what is the Klau? The Klau is, whoever is also the Galeich Beregel, is also when he's an oval. That means when the Dini Avelis on him, so he's also. That's what it says. If it's not matter the regal, it's not matter the avelis. So he says, given the bekotten loishayach avelis, ain't se yoitz min haklal. בכל שאוסר במוי, the klal is whoever is אוסר לגלייך במוי, אוסר בימי אבלוי. The may evloy means heinu b'mi shehu oval. An oval, that means just like there's no heter for his taglachas b'moyit, there's no heter for his taglachas b'mei evloy. But that's if you have an oval. Ma she'en kein koten de'enay oval, he's never an oval. U'b'moyit enay iser ala koten, rak ala megaleach. By the moyit, the iser is bechlonar on the koten. This is on the Megaleach. The Megaleach is also the Chalamoy. So the Megaleach is not permitted to be Megaleach HaKotten. Avol ba'ovol. The Megaleach ain't a ovol. Va'alkotten leke isa. Betzorach le'i in Godos. Abekevege ask, he doesn't understand Bechlal the Diyak of the Gemara. The Diyak of the Gemara is that whoever has an iser, whoever has an iser in the regal, has an iser by avelus. So here it would mean that a godel is not, has an iser to me megaleach a cotton, that was neilat koidom a regal. So that doesn't have a head of yetim beisei surim. So he'll have an iser to be megaleach, an oval that's not yetim beisei surim. A cotton is not a novel, so it doesn't have an issue to Megaleach a cotton. He says he has an issue to Megaleach a novel. That's Rabbi Kevega's caution, he blibes by a tzorach here. Let us go a little further. Novel ain't a noig aveluse berego. A novel is not noig avelus berego. Shenema v'samachta b'chagecha. I aveilis to miyakorahu, if he was first an oval. Osi esed rabim, he was first an oval. It became, let's say, an oval erev a regel. And now it came the regel. So should he continue the aveilis or not? Is osi esed rabim, v'dochi esed the yochid. This is an esed the yochid. Is Avelus. It's a private S. This is an S that's mutlan ganz klar Yisrael. The Avelus tahashtahu, and if the other way around, that the first regel came, and then he became an oval, lo yosa esa de yochid, v'dochi esa de rab. So an esa de yochid is not teich an esa de rab. So the esa from besamachta is doiche the esa of Avelus. This is an esa de rab, this is esa de yochid. Let us see Rashi. Osi esi de rabim, besamachte, bedochi esi de yochid, evil. Tchsiv, evil yochid asiloch. Behashte, sheiroi bemoyit. Is memele, so this is an esi de yochid, cannot be doiche an esi de rabim. Zog Toisritz, esi de yochid, Mashme davelus ike esediraisa. It would seem there's an esediraisa on avelus. Midalekome, because the Gemara says that an esedirabim is doichan esediyochid. Vaistois that the koyach atchiyah is because it's an esediyochid. Midalekome, vidochi esedirabonim. Or else the Gemara could have said, not money enough to go into it, rabim yochid, the Gemara could have said, This is an esed rabon. This is an esed raisa. Hi, the Kamala El. The Gemara said that Yudala from Medbeis. The Gemara speaking about that a dover ha'ovid is mutter misha hofach zeisov, and lemaise he was unable to squeeze them out before the moyed. So toyin es hakoyre. So Ravashi said over there that this is mutter b'moye, that is a deraisa. Nakosh came for oval, that's a derabon. So there we see that the dini avelus is a derabon of the kedim. Hai, the komal elemi boye, may evli derabon of the ritzicha mutter, hain asiyas meloch of a novel, the navkalon, basmach, the meyafachti, chageichem, laivol. So there, there's a drosh, just like a chag is also, b'malocha is evil also, also b'malocha, that's an asmachta. Avol guf ha'aveles di'raise. Avol dine ha'aveles, that's taka di'raise. So memela, so that's why the Gemara has to say that, so both are the raises. So you have to say, ose esse de rab, v'dochi esse de yoch. Miyo nirali, now Taisus wants to say, could be, it's not muchach, there's a meredik chidish what Taisus said now, that, which is a meredik machlokes harishonim, which the Rosh brings down in our sugya, is there such a thing as avelus as a deraisa? Is there an avelus that is a deraisa? So Taisus wanted to say that, dini avelus is a deraisa, is a malach is a derabon. Miyo nirali, the simcha saregel nami the rabbon. The holding simcha is also a rabbon. V'samachta haynu b'shal mei simcha k'deisa b'chagigah. So this Taisus is also very mechudishtik. Taisus says that the whole mitzvah d'yaraisa of v'samachta b'chagechos t'it shal mei simcha. All other simchas are the rabbon. So Memela, so we're speaking about Esther's the Rabbonon already, so the Gemara is here to say, Osa Esther the Rabbon, Osa Esther the Yoch. The Shagis Aryeh brings down from the Loshon HaRambam that the mitzvah is like a mitzvah of Simcha, the Samachta Bechagecha. It's a mitzvah min hamuvcho to, that means the Shagis Aryeh explains that the mitzvah is Simcha. And Simcha is relative. That means the way a person, each person has different, I found them, how to be misameich himself. An osher can be misameich himself more than an oni. And each one is mechuyev to be misameich himself b'moyev to the best of his ability. So it's a mitzvah min hamuvcho to, that the simcha should be b'shalmei simcha. That's a mitzvah min hamuvcho, the Rambam says. But that does not mean that that is the mitzvah. If one does not have shalmei simcha, so ain't simcha lebabosu v'yayim. There's a noshim keitzin mesamchem, tanem eichem mesamchem. But in Yisod, there is a mitzvah of simcha d'yereise. Not like Tosfos that says, bizman hazeh, the mesamachta is a d'rabbanan.